O Guru Kripal, we have your support. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Guru Kirtapala Ji Tera Sahara, page 48. Separation from you troubles me daily. Without Nam, I have no comfort. Your Nam rains down everywhere. With every breath, I remember you. Without you, I am not worth a penny. Oh, my merciful to the poor ones, it is all your grace. I bore the taunts and criticism. Without you, who can remove the pain? Oh, my true friend, shower grace on me. Together, the friends remember you. Your Nam is talked about everywhere. You are unreachable, endless, and limitless. The servant Ajab remembers you and with every breath sings the Nam of the Guru. You have blessed the infinite store of Nam. O Guru Kripal, we have your support. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Teri Judai Nita Satave. Teri Judai Nita Satave. Nama Biname Nuchena Nayave. Nama Biname Nuchena Nayave. Tere hi nama da chalia buhara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Excuse me. Hari Dhamma Teri Mayada Manava. Hari Dhamma Teri Mayada Manava. Tere bina mula kodi na pava. Tere bina mula kodi na pava. Tere teri daya mere dina diara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Tane mehne chale sare. Tane mehne chale sare. Tere bina dukha kaun nivare. Tere bina dukha kaun nivare. Mehra kari mere sachiya o yara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Rala mila yada manaudi asanya. Rala mila yada manaudi asanya. Nama tere diya tuma paya. Nama tere diya tuma paya. Tu aparampara agama apara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirtipala Ji Tera Sahara. Dasa ajaiba yada manave. Dasa ajaiba yada manave. Hare Dhamma Nama Guru Dagave. Hare Dhamma Nama Guru Dagave. Te Bhakshyanama Atuta Bandara Guru Kiripala Jitera Sahara. Guru Kiripala Jitera Sahara. The servant Ajaib remembers you and with every breath sings the Naam of the Guru. You have blessed the infinite store of Naam. O Guru Kripal, we have your support. And this is an announcement. Dear ones, we at Sant Bani Ashram have been watching the rapid spread of the coronavirus and its effects on individual and community health. We've been listening to the CDC, to the news in general, and talking with local doctors and discussing what we should do. Out of an abundance of caution, and because many dear ones are in the age category of those who are most affected by this virus, we are suspending Sunday satsangs and Sunday meals, children's satsangs, evening satsangs, the Wednesday morning satsangs, and the April retreat. We will reassess the situation mid-April, consider the conditions locally and regionally in terms of the coronavirus, and we'll make a determination then about whether to resume holding satsangs and retreats. The meditation hall is officially closed while we are airing out the new carpet. We will let local initiates know as soon as that process is completed, and when we have a hand sanitizing station set up outside the entrance to the hall. We are very sorry to take such drastic action, but given this pandemic, we need to do whatever we can to stop or at least slow the spread of the virus. As individuals, we all know that we can infect others before we show symptoms, and others can infect us, before they know that they are sick. So if we all lie low and take a time out from our regular activities to the greatest extent possible, that should help to slow the spread of this very serious and sometimes deadly virus. While we ride out this difficult situation, we will continue to post a weekly Sunday satsang to the ashram website at https://santbaniashram.org. And we have set up an email list so that we can inform you when the satsang is posted. If you want your name added to that list, please send your email address to santbaniashram@gmail.com. And if you have questions or comments, please do call the ashram at 603-934-5640 and leave a message on the answering machine or email us. And please pass this along to anyone who may not have received it. Do send us your email address for future updates if this email did not come directly from the ashram. We will also post updates on the website. And for further guidance, we are looking at information on CDC and WHO websites in particular. So thank you for your understanding, and may you remain in good health, and may the Master continue to bless us all. Now, of course, that's hard to think of not getting together for satsang at the ashram. But it reminded me of a story that was told to me by Richard Scotty, an initiate that I knew back long ago. I believe that he was in the Boston Sangha. After the 1972 tour, he told me that in his interview with Master during the tour, he told him that he was soon going to be moving to a new city. And there were no satsangis there. He didn't know anyone there. There was no satsang anywhere near. And he said, Master, what am I going to do for satsang? So Master said, well, Christ said, whenever two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there. So you be one, and I will be two. All right, our first reading, we're continuing in a satsang of Master Kripal that was begun last week. This talk is called Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. And Master gave this talk here at Santvani October 17th, 1972. So that would be at the end of his visit during the 72 tour. So continuing, Master says, so purity of heart means no foreign thoughts of anyone or of the world or of your own self. This is what is needed. First is self-introspection. Whatever you can witness by self-introspection, then weed it out. But last, all of the filth can be taken out by coming in contact with that power within you, the water of life within you. The sins of hundreds and thousands of births are washed away by coming in contact with that light. Guru Ram Dass says that if there are heaps of firewood there, and you put a little fire to it, then the whole thing will burn to ashes. Similarly, there are heaps of our sins of the past ages, heinous sins. If you come to a master and take a little ray of that light within you, that will burn it all away. So the outer things come first through self-introspection. If we have to cut a tree down, it must be shorn of its branches first to enable you to cut the trunk easily. That's all. So all masters say, we want spirituality. Spirituality means knowing oneself and knowing God. Nothing more, nothing less. But that wants purity of thought. That is why two things are given to you. The times have changed. You're given something to start with the very first day. The soul which is overburdened with sins of the past, hundreds of births, is given a boost. The burden is a little shaken off. You are dragged upward. You see the light to start with. And further, you are asked to weed out all imperfections, to maintain diaries. And this is what is called spirituality. When you introspect your lives, you see, don't spare yourself. Criticize yourself as you would criticize others. And whatever is there, weed out. Simply saying, I am a sinner, that won't do. So the first step is like that. You want spirituality. You want to meet God, is it not? Desire is the basic thing, as I told you this morning. Desire. You desire to meet somebody, to have something, to take possession of something or somebody. And what do? You do your best, by hook or crook, to have it, to take possession of it. You won't care what means you have adopted. And the attraction? In the beginning, it appears to be very attractive, that thing. But later on, what is the result? You will find out. Sometimes You cannot have it, and then you have to go through very evil means. That very thing is dragging your mind, day and night, to the outward things. You feel misery, you see. If you leave off that desire, then... You see, suppose a man wants money, possessions. If he is after $100, he'll be after $200. If he's after 200, he'll be after 1,000. It will go on like that. Day and night, he will be headlong into it. No time to even think of himself. And what will be the result? You are drawn too far away from him who is within you. And you will go where? You'll go where you are attached. So we people should understand what is what. Spirituality is not difficult. It's a very simple way. All these things which now seem very attractive to us, they result in misery. Guru Nanak says, it is a halva which is poisonous and besmeared with sugar. Even if it is covered with sugar, even then it is poisonous, is it not? All outside things appear to be very attractive, very nice, but the poison is there. They will drag you down, and the world is full of people like that. So I am just putting before you that desire other than for God gives us misery from day to day. If we try for a thing and don't get it, then day and night we're thinking of it. We are ready to use fair means or foul to have it. The result is that we are too much attached to it. Naturally, we will go where we are attached. This is what we have been doing in the past, in the man body. But the man body is the golden opportunity in which we could have retrieved our godhood. We have got, you know, discrimination. Make the best use of that. Discriminate if it is right or wrong. The Vedas say, O God, lead me from the unreal to the real. We have got that discriminative power, each one of us. In the beginning, when you are just going to do something wrong, you have got a shock from within you. Oh, from that. Suppose you have gone to steal somebody's things. And the first time you steal, you'll be afraid. When you have done it once, twice, four times, 10 times, you will become brave, you see. That imperial wall which you once broke, that voice from within, a constant voice, it doesn't come anymore. In the beginning, that always tells you that you are doing wrong, at your heart of hearts. You do feel, but you are dragged outside so much so that you cannot. You are dragged. You follow me? What is meant by purity of heart? I'm not telling you a new thing. These are all the things which you already know, but we have to live up to them. These very things, which appear to be very attractive, very lovely, this and that thing, these very things later on result in misery and disappointment and attachment to the world, too. In another birth, you will have to be attached like that. So, strange enough, there's one mind, one heart, and there are so many things, so many irons in the fire. Our heart was meant for what? God. That is the throne of God within us. We should not let anybody take possession of that throne except God. But every minute we allow everybody to take possession of our heart. And later on, we are dragged like anything. And what's the result? Every day that desire grows more and more. Mind is in such a position that whatever it wants, you give it. Still, it wants more. It's not satisfied. The Upanishads say, what is that by knowing which you need no further knowledge? By having which you need no further possessions? If you attach yourself to God, then all things shall be added unto you. These are words the scriptures say. We simply ruminate over them, you see. We read parrot-like. But we ourselves must go deep down into what is what. In the early beginning of my life, I was a student, you see. I used to read the Sikh scriptures. I was born as a Sikh. That is a big, voluminous treasure of spirituality, the sayings of as many saints as Guru Arjan could take possession of. I used to open that scripture and read one hymn each morning, not two, three, or four. And I would put it in writing. And all through the day I would consider, well, what is in there? The more you go deep down, the more things come up. Master's words are few and simple, but they are pregnant with meaning. Mind that. The more you think over them, the more you go deep down into it, the same radiation comes to you. Your heart is pure. That's the point. That is why I say, as you think, so you become. I'm not telling you anything new. So, with one heart, one mind, still you have got so many irons in the fire, increasing day to day. What about that heart? How can that heart expect that God will manifest there? That is why it is said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The true temple of God is the human body. The whole creation is the temple, of course, earth below and sky overhead. That's the biggest temple that we have got. And on the miniature scale, the man body is the temple of God, in which he resides. The model of it has been made outside by the hand of man. They are models, not the original. God does not reside in temples made with stone by the hand of man. Find that in your scriptures. You see that it is true. But where does he reside? God resides in the temple which he has made in the womb of the mother. And he locked it up, and he gave the key to the agent in whom he is manifest, so that he can open the door and let you in. The Quran says, O man, I am the hidden treasure within you. Why don't you dig me up? All scriptures say that. Guru Nanak says, well, there are treasures of divinity within you. Why don't you seek the advice of some master and have that? It is within you all, whether you are Hindu or Mohammedan, Christian or anybody, and everybody has got the right to dig it up, you see? It's there. We can do this only in the human body. And now, what do we see? For want of practical people, we have forgotten that the temple is... For want of practical people, we have forgotten that the body is the temple of God. We made models of the man body outside, dome-shaped, nose-shaped, forehead-shaped, and in them we have put symbols of the God into expression power, light and sound. But there was nobody to give us a demonstration of that true temple of God, how to see the light within it. Take heed that the light within you is not darkness. You see? All masters speak of that. For want of that, we are attracted to the outside things which were made outside, models to show to the new seekers that such like light is within you and such like sound is reverberating within you. The result is they stick to those things so much that they take that to be real and this unreal. I don't say to go to temples or churches is bad. It's good. They are meant to show us that such like light is within us. But somebody should be there to tell us what is what. I remember Dr. Johnson, who came to India and sat at the feet of our master. He was a clergyman first. I went to his church, and I gave a talk over there. I told them that he first went as a missionary and then sat at the feet of our master. And then he came to know the true import of the scriptures. I went to Wilmette, Illinois, where there is a Baha'i temple made with 9 doors, big doors, high as anything. There was one door open above, and I asked, "What does that stand for?" And he said, "Oh, that is to let the 9 religions come in, that's all." You see, for want of practical people, what happens? When I was in service, I had a Christian superintendent under me, and the Bishop of Lahore, where we were, was considered to be the most advanced Christian in India. I asked the superintendent, "Go, ask your bishop, what does this bell ringing stand for?" And the bishop said, "You know, it is only to call men together. But when the Hindus go to the temples, they ring the bell themselves. You see? The worldly wise are not sure to have everything. God has kept this secret from the worldly wise and gave it to the babes. Learning is good. I'm not deprecating it altogether. With learning, you understand what is what. Learning is a garland of flowers around the neck of a practical man. A practical man with learning will give you the same thing as an unlearned practical man, only very beautifully in his own words. Because, in addition to being learned, he has seen, he has lived that life. Well, what is happening? I was asked on television how peace can come up. Master's referring to a television interview that he had in an earlier part of the tour. I believe it was in Washington. I was asked on television how peace can come up. I told them that it will happen when man rises above isms. Remain in your isms. The true teaching is the same everywhere. All mankind is one. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. We are all children of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. And the same God, called by so many names, is worshipped by all. And he is the controlling power of all creation and the body as well. So rise above the isms, but remain in them. I don't say to leave them. The masters don't touch the outward forms. They don't come to destroy, but to fulfill. But for want of practical people, this has happened. The result is that if a little pinnacle of a temple or a mosque or a church is broken, well, we are ready to sacrifice hundreds of true temples. So Guru Nanak advises, the true nectar for which you have come to the world, which will give you everlasting life, can be had through the Guru. But for that, you will have to abide by what he says. He tells you natural truths, self-evident truths. Those very self-evident truths are given in all scriptures. But if we are stuck fast to one, and we asked, who said that? If Christ said so, then does the prophet also say so? Well, truth is one. Whether Prophet Muhammad is there, or Christ is there, or Guru Nanak is there, the same light is in the temples and mosques and churches. Which is better? Which is not better? Just go into it. What is what? What is happening in the world? Guru Nanak went to Persia. One Qazi Ruknuddin put a question to him. You are a great saint. You must have seen the house of our father, God. What is that like? And Guru Nanak referred to the man body. Those eyes which are open, they see that the man body is the temple of God. We have respect for other temples because they were started just to let the beginners know the truth. But there should be some practical man there who will tell you what is truth. In the temple of God, all should sit together. But in the temples of the Hindus, only Hindus sit there. In the churches of the Christians, only the Christians sit together. In the mosques of the Mohammedans, only the Mohammedans sit together. But this is the temple of God, you see. Have a temple where all men can sit together. And that is the earth below and sky overhead. I have made no temples there in Manav Kendra, nor in the Ruhani Satsang, only for that reason. You follow me? If you stick to the watertight bindings, if you don't hear the words of others, why? If the same thing that is said in the Bible is said everywhere, you must have respect for all. So we have to believe in, we have to have respect for all who are sent by God, because they say the same thing. Leave off the outer, exoteric side. That changes according to climatic conditions or customs that are prevailing. But the inner way is only what? We must be neat and clean and pure in heart. Have a true life and the higher contact. This is the end of all, the ultimate goal of all scriptures. We will leave off there. And this is a talk of Sanchi's. This is called Let Us Beware, We Are Being Robbed. This is another of the talks that we have occasionally read lately. These were informal talks. They weren't recorded. Sanchi gave the talks in remembrance of Master Kripal, and Mr. Oberoi wrote them down and translated them. So, Sanchi said, once, Supreme Father Kripal was in a reflective mood, as though something was weighing on his mind. I therefore submitted to him that we people are ignorant, and in our follies we commit grave wrongs, and requested him to be kind and gracious in forgiving us, rather than feeling upset about it. And he said, saints and perfect masters, do come to the world to forgive the sinners and wrongdoers. But it is a pity that we are not able to make use of the treasure which they give us and keep ourselves involved in things which are not capable of bringing us any good. Most of us forget the truth. Masters leave the world, and we consider the Vedas and religious holy books and Granths and what the saints said and wrote as the gurus. And the hymns contained in their writings, we consider that to be the Nam. And we pass our whole life reading all this and pitifully leave the world without ever securing the real Nam. Guru Amar Das has said that the holy books and scriptures are the experiences of the saints and sages who came into the world from time to time and who left them for our benefit. The characteristics of the perfect ones have also been given therein, and we can recognize them with the help of the attributes described in those books. However, very unfortunate that we mistake the scriptures and writings of the masters to be the Guru, which is absolutely incorrect. The Nam, the unsaid bani, or unrepeated repetition, is neither in the sea, the mountains, the jungles, nor in the religious places, like mandir, gurdwara, mosque, or church, etc., nor in the books. That Nam or bani is ringing ceaselessly in our body. It does not stop, nor can it be spoken or written in any language. And the bani in the holy books speaks of that true and real bani, which continues to ring without any instrument or aid ever since the world was created, and will continue forevermore. And it is that bani or shabda which created the whole universe and is sustaining and supporting it. Holy books and scriptures speak of that Nam, but the Nam itself is not there in the books. Many people who misinterpret the holy books say that they don't accept or understand any human being to be their guru, because they consider the reading and recitation of the holy books to be everything. All the rishis and munis, saints and accomplished souls, succeeded in immersing themselves in the Nam after obtaining its secret and the inner way from the perfect masters, who themselves became proficient only by becoming one with it and by merging in it, and they spoke in its praise. If anyone could secure liberation without the help and guidance of saints, he would have written so and advised the generation to come that in the future the holy books will be the guru, and it wouldn't be necessary to go to a perfect one. But in no holy books has this been written, nor even indicated, because holy books cannot be the guru. Guru Ram Das Ji has written in page 305 and 312 of the Holy Granth Sahib, Satguru is that proficient, inaccessible being in whose heart the unfathomable God has come to reside. Nanak solicits the dust of the feet of such a Guru Sikh who meditates on the Nam himself and makes others meditate too. Who created Lord Rama or Lord Krishna? They came of their own. And after their time was over, people came out with their pictures. And if we look at them, we find that one does not agree with the other. And who knows which is the real one? Similarly, the world has made the portraits of the rishis and munis and started bowing before them, but only the rare and fortunate few ones hear the Akash Bani or the celestial music ringing in every human heart. People in this world and the next are hankering for the Akash Bani, but it manifests in the saints or perfect masters. It will not appear in cattle, but only in the perfect human beings. Passions are the great obstacles in the path of spirituality. And in the hearing of the Akash Bani, as these vices and weaknesses make the human beings senseless and shameless, and are so intertwined with the soul that they have become one with it, and the soul is unable to identify itself. We can hear the Akash Bani only with the help of, and under the guidance of, a Sant Satguru. And then alone can the anger and greed, lust and attachment and ego be controlled. If one happens to hear it abruptly, one will feel as if lightning has struck, and one will become bewildered and stunned. However, if one continues to devote time regularly to hear it, under the orders of a perfect master, and continues to listen devotedly, then the passions will gradually decrease and come under control. The soul will meet the Oversoul because that Akash Bani is the means of union of the soul with its Lord, the Oversoul, for which even gods and goddesses are hankering. But only the fortunate ones can hear it. It is infinitely true that without the company of a Satguru, the whole creation is going in darkness and ignorance, and we do not know where we have come from and when and where we have to go. Fortunate are those who have come in contact with a perfect master, but fortunate indeed will be those who act on the orders of the master. And by constantly hearing the Akash Bani, they merge and mingle with it and become one with it, as this is the only method of becoming perfect and complete. And another passage from the Granth. Truth is everything, and God Himself is truth. Few fortunate ones reach the great truth. He Himself alone is true, and He enables one to realize the truth. O Nanak, He makes one come in contact with a perfect master and remain in contact with the truth. On churning the sea of the body, a marvel I found. Nanak, Guru is the Lord, and the Lord is Guru, with no difference between them. There is a great power and charging in the Nam, or the mantra given by the Guru, which works inside and due to which the negative power or Kal and the angel of death or Yamdut come under control. One becomes happy and joyful internally. And whatever one might say to express the inner feelings, it remains unexpressed. However one may wish to establish the contact with the inner truth by one's own efforts, one cannot do it. So long as the gardener does not engraft the plant, it remains ungrafted. If a branch of a tree wishes to be engrafted, it will be able to fulfill its wish only when the gardener engrafts it. So long as the Guru does not engraft the soul with Nam, it remains ungrafted and bears no fruit. Just as a branch cannot remain separate and maintain its separate identity, the real disciple cannot separate from the Guru. And when it dies and dissolves itself into the Nam, or the Guru, then the fear of death is removed. In the language of love, there is no I or you, and separate beings cannot remain nor be accommodated. As the Hajis go round Mecca and pilgrims go round the holy places, similarly, The lovers of the Guru go around him in circles and kiss the door of their beloved. And every pore of their body is intoxicated, and their whole self brims with intoxication. A human being dies and takes birth many times, but remains behind a veil of darkness. And what is this veil of darkness? Our ignorance as to where we come from, where and when we have to go, and what we should do in this darkness. We pass our whole life enveloped in this veil of darkness. Those who are intoxicated in the love of the Guru and God die in such a manner that there is no birth again for them. Howsoever many efforts one may make, so long as one does not come out of the body while alive, one cannot and will not get the treasure of Satguru's Nam. Be rest assured that the sapling of the Lord is within one's own self, at the third eye. If one wants to taste the fruit of this sapling of love, one has to die while living, and then come up. One has to be fully determined to please one's beloved, to be able to go to the region of perfect happiness and bliss, because if one does not die while alive, one will have to go to the circle of 84 lakhs creation. The dust of the feet of the Guru, or the perfect master, is much more precious than all the worlds and heavens, all the fairies or miraculous powers. The court of the Guru should be taken to be a place of dying while living, and the highest in the world. The lover of the Guru cannot remain even without kissing the dust of the court of the Guru, and the kings and emperors can be of no comparison to him. All right. We will leave off there. And one last reading. This is a poem of Kabir. When at last you have come to the ocean of happiness, do not go back thirsty. Wake, foolish man, for death stalks you. Here is pure water before you. Drink it at every breath. Do not follow the mirage on foot, but thirst for the nectar. Dhruv, Prahlad, and Sukhdeva have drunk of it, and also Raidas has tasted it. The saints are drunk with love. Their thirst is for love. Kabir says, listen to me, brother. The nest of fear is broken. Not for a moment have you come face to face with the world. You are weaving your bondage of falsehood. Your words are full of deception. With the load of desires which you hold on your head, how can you be light? Kabir says, keep within you truth, detachment, and love. And our tape is, we're beginning a new tape today. This is a talk that Sanchi gave in July of 1980 here at Sant Bani. This is one of the Manmukh and Gurumukh series.
ਤੋਹਫੇ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਸੰਗ ਹੁਣ ਤੱਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਸੁਣਾਇਆ ਜਾਂ ਮਨਮੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਸੁਣਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜੋ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਸੁਣਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜੋ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਤੋਂ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਣਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦਿਖਾਲ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਛੁਡਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਇਆ। ਕਈ ਦਿਨ ਤੱਕ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ। ਬਾਣੀ ਉਹੀ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਸੇ ਪ੍ਰਸੰਗ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਪੰਜਵੀਂ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਸਮਝਾ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ।
Up until now, Guru Ramdas Ji Maharaj told us the story of that tapa, that yogi who opposed Guru Amar Das, and he told us the condition of the manmukhs, those who obey their mind. He told us the condition of those who take initiation from the master and go away from him, and those who criticize the perfect masters. Further, he told us the qualities of the gurumukhs, and he told us how to differentiate between gurumukhs and the manmukhs. He told us that those who obey their mind, how their mind directs them to hell, and how they are not able to do the meditation of Shabad Naam. And he told us many other things regarding the path of the masters in a very beautiful way. And now the same bani is continued, and the bani is on the same subject, but now fifth guru, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, true lord, now he is continuing this bani and he will comment on the same subject.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj bade shant swabha de mahatma san, bade kamai wale san, aur bada hi unhon ne abhyas kita si. Guru pyar ta unhon da ਬਿਆਨ ਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਹੈ, ਆਪਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਤੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੀ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਪੀਸਫੁਲ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੁਆਇਟ ਨੇਚਰਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਡਨ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਲਵ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਓਬਵੀਅਸ ਬਾਈ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਬਾਣੀ। ਹਿਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਵਿਲ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਕਲੀਅਰਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਲਵ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਭਾਗ ਹੋਇਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੰਤ ਮਲਾਇਆ, ਪ੍ਰਭ ਅਵਨਾਸ਼ੀ ਘਰ ਮੇ ਪਾਇਆ, ਸੇਵ ਕਰੀ ਪਲ ਚਸਾ ਨਾ ਵਿਛੜਿਆ, ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਤੁਮਾਰੇ ਜੀਓ, ਹਾਂ ਘੋਲੀ ਜੀਓ ਘੋਲ ਕਮਾਈ, ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਤੁਮਾਰੇ ਜੀਓ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜਦ ਸਾਡੇ ਭਾਗ ਉਹਦੇ ਹੋਏ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸੰਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਕਰਾਇਆ, ਜਦ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮਿਲਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਤੋਂ ਵਾਰੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਹੈਡ ਦ ਗੁੱਡ ਫੋਰਚੂਨ, ਵੈਨ ਗੋਡ ਸ਼ਾਵਰਡ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਔਨ ਮੀ, ਹੀ ਮੇਡ ਮੀ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਵਿਦੀਨ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਹੈਲਪ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਆਈ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ ਔਨ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਮੇਡ ਮੀ ਸੀ ਗੋਡ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਵਿਦੀਨ।
ਇੱਕ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਸਨ। ਲਾਹੌਰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਫਾਸਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਜਿਹੇ ਮੀਲ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਨੇ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਪੱਤਰ ਲਿਖੀ, ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਲਯੁਗ ਹੋਤਾ, ਹੁਣ ਕਦ ਮਿਲੀ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੈਤੁਤ ਭਗਵੰਤਾ, ਮੋਇ ਰਹਿਣ ਨਾ ਬਿਹਾਵਾ ਨੀਂਦ ਨਾ ਆਵੈ, ਬਿਨ ਦੇਖੇ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰੇ ਜੀਓ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਹੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ, ਅਗਰ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਕਲਯੁਗ ਦਾ ਕਾਲ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ 'ਤੇ ਅਸਰ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਤੇ ਤੇ ਕਲਯੁਗ ਹੋਤਾ, ਹੁਣ ਕਦ ਮਿਲੀ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੈਤੁਤ ਭਗਵੰਤਾ, ਕੀ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਦੋਂ ਸੱਦੋਗੇ ਪ੍ਰੈਤੁਤ ਭਗਵੰਤਾ, ਮੋਇ ਰਹਿਣ ਨਾ ਬਿਹਾਵਾ ਨੀਂਦ ਨਾ ਆਵੈ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਰਾਤ ਤਾਰੇ ਗਿਣਦਿਆਂ ਲੰਘਦੀ ਹੈ ਨੀਂਦ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਰਹਿਣ ਨਾ ਬਿਹਾਵਾ ਨੀਂਦ ਨਾ ਆਵੈ, ਬਿਨ ਦੇਖੇ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰੇ ਜੀਓ। ਹੇ ਹੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ, ਤੇਰਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਖੇ ਬਗੈਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨੀਂਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਚੈਨ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਦ ਬੁਲਾਵੇਂਗਾ। ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੀ।
ਵੰਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਵਾਸ ਸੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ, ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੈਂਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਟੂ ਲਾਹੌਰ। ਲਾਹੌਰ ਐਂਡ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਾਰ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਈਚ ਅਦਰ, It's the difference of only a few miles. But Guru Arjan Dev was having so much pain of separation from his master that he said that if I don't see you even for a moment, I feel that the Kali Yuga, or the negative age, has had its influence, has had its impression on me. Now, when I am going to see you, O Lord, tell me when I am going to come back and I am going to see you. Because I cannot sleep in the night, I spend the night counting the stars, and I don't like anything. So please, O Lord, shower grace on me and call me back so that I may have your darshan. Because if I don't have your darshan even for a moment, I feel that the negative forces are having impressions on me. So this type of love Guru Arjan Dev had for his master.
Aap nu Guru Ram Das ji sangat di agwai karan vaste aakh gaye san. Aapne sant mat de andar bahut vadda kam kita ke jo odu pehla sant mahatma hoye san shabd naam de vyasi sab mahatma da sahit jehda siga oh gum ho reya siga. Aapne bade kathan karana kal ke mahatma di bani nu ikattha kita aur os ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਹੈ. ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਬੀੜ ਤਿਆਰ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਲੈਫਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਟੂ ਗਾਈਡ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਐਂਡ ਅਪਾਰਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਗਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਡਿਡ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਜੋਬ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਿਲ ਗੁੱਡ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ਼ਨਰਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ. ਹੀ ਕੰਪਾਈਲਡ ਹੀ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਕਲੈਕਟਿਡ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ. Those who had done the meditation of Shabad Naam, and he compiled those writings and edited, and he formed in the book which we call Guru Granth Sahib. Guru Granth Sahib was compiled by Guru Arjan Dev Ji.
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਭਰਾ ਪਿਰਥੀਆ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਸੀਗਾ. ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਗੁਰਗੱਦੀ ਦਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਹੱਕ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਖਿਲਾਫਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ. ਇੱਕ ਚੰਦੂ ਸਵਾਈ ਸੀ ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਲੜਕੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ 'ਤੇ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ. ਦੋਨੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਗਏ. ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਝੂਠੀ ਰਿਪੋਰਟਾਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਤਿਆਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਧਰਮ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ. ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਤਲਵਿਆ ਗਿਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਸੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਔਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੁਰਾ ਭਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ. ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਹੈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਐਲਡਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ ਉਸ ਨੇਮ ਵਾਸ ਪ੍ਰਿਥੀਆ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਓਲਡਰ ਦੈਨ ਹਿਮ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਅਪੋਇੰਟਡ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਸਕਸੈਸਰ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਫਾਦਰ. ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਹਿਸ ਯੰਗਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ. ਸੋ ਹੀ ਵੈਨ ਟੂ ਐਮਪਰਰ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਰ ਵਾਸ ਅਨਦਰ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨ ਕਾਲਡ ਚੰਦੂ ਸਵਾਈ. ਦੇ ਬੋਥ ਵੈਨ ਟੂ ਐਮਪਰਰ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਐਂਡ ਟੋਲਡ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ has compiled one granth, one book, in which there is a criticism of the Muslim religion. So because of that, Emperor Jahangir asked for Guru Granth Sahib many times, but he couldn't do anything because whenever they read Guru Granth Sahib, they didn't find even a single word of criticism. Because in Guru Granth Sahib, no one's criticism is written. All what is written in Guru Granth Sahib is regarding the Shabad Naam and the Master.
So Guru Sahib ਦੀ ਮੁਖਾਲਫਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਦ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਸੱਦਿਆ ਗਿਆ, ਉੱਥੇ ਕਈ ਲੱਖ ਰੁਪਈਆ ਜੁਰਮਾਨਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਮੱਥੇ ਰੱਖਦਿਆਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਤਨਾ ਪੈਸਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੁਰਮਾਨਾ ਭਰ ਦੇਈਏ. ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੇ ਸਖ਼ਤ ਤਸੀਹੇ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਗਏ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਕਿ ਆਪਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਰਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਰੇਤਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਤੱਤੀ ਲੋਹ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਿਠਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ, ਗਰਮ ਪਾਣੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਗਲ ਤੱਕ ਉਸ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਲਿਆਰਿਆ ਗਿਆ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਆਪ ਨੇ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਰੱਖੀ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਬਦਦੁਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤੀ.
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਓਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਐਮਪਰਰ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਕਾਲਡ ਫਾਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਇਨ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਵੈਂਟ ਦੇਰ ਹੀ ਆਸਕਡ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਮਨੀ, millions of rupees, but Guru Arjan said that I don't have that much money in my home, and because of the other people, Guru Arjan Dev was tortured to death by Emperor Jahangir, and he was made to sit on the hot coals and burning sand was put in his head. And once he was made to stand in a big container which was containing boiling water. In this way, he was given so much hard time, so much trouble, and he was tortured to death.
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਿੱਤਰ ਮੀਆਂ ਮੀਰ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਜਦ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਕਹਿਰ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਪਰਮ ਸੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਕਸ਼ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਗਏ ਇਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਲੋਹ 'ਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਧਿਆਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਗੁਰਦੇਵ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੁਕਮ ਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਦੀ ਇੱਟ ਨਾਲ ਇੱਟ ਖੜਕਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮੀਆਂ ਮੀਰ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਪਾਣਾ ਮੰਨਣਾ ਬੜਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ
ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਟੌਰਚਰਡ ਟੂ ਡੈਥ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੀ ਨੈਵਰ ਕਰਸਡ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਹੀ ਨੈਵਰ ਹੈਡ ਐਨੀ ਬੈਡ ਥੌਟਸ ਔਰ ਬੈਡ ਇੰਟੈਂਸ਼ਨਸ ਫਾਰ ਐਨੀਬਡੀ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਟੌਰਚਰਡ ਟੂ ਡੈਥ ਇਨ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਮੀਆਂ ਮੀਰ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਦੈਰ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਸਾਅ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਵਾਸ ਟੌਰਚਰਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਹੌਟ ਕੋਲਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ In the remembrance of Lord, Mian Mir told Guru Arjan Dev that Gurudev, if you order me, I can raise the city of Lahore to grounds. But Guru Arjan Dev replied that, no dear one, I can also do this, but this is not in the will of God. It is much better to be in the will of God than to, it is very good, it is better to be in the will of God. I like the will of God very sweet, so that is why you should not do this.
ਤੋ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਪਾਣਾ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਲਾਗੇ ਨਾਮ ਪਦਾਰਥ ਨਾਨਕ ਮੰਗੇ
ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਈ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੂਅਰ ਵਿਲ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਵੀਟ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਨਕ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਬੂਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ
ਗਰੀਬੀ ਗਦਾ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਤਿਸ ਅੱਗੇ ਕੋ ਨਾ ਟਿਕਾ ਬੇਕਾਰੀ
ਹਿਊਮਿਲਿਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਸ਼ੀਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਕੈਨ ਸਟੈਂਡ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ੀਲਡ
ਤੋ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਬਰਿਆਈ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਨਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇਗੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੋ ਗੁਣ ਹੈ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਦਇਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਰਤਦੇ ਬਲਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਰ ਦਇਆ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੂੰ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਪਛਾਣ ਸਕੇ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੀ ਸੋਚ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ
If anyone criticizes the master or if anyone troubles the masters do not imitate them. They do not respond back in the troubles and criticism. And they do not lose their quality. They do not lose the grace which God has given them. They do not misuse the grace and the power which God has given them. They do not do anything against the critics and those who give hard time to them. Instead of cursing and thinking bad of them, Masters always pray for their well-being. They always request to God that, O Lord, you shower grace on them so that they may recognize and they may realize that what they are doing.
So, aap kehnde hai ke je koi nind kare har jan ki to apna gun ni gawawa hai.
So, that is why here he says that if anyone criticizes the beloved of God doesn't lose his quality.
ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਰਿਖੀ ਮੁਨੀ ਪੀਰ ਪਕੰਬਰ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਏ ਆ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਤੋਂ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਭੈੜੇ ਤੋਂ ਭੈੜੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀਗੀ
ਅਪ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਆਲ ਦ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਫਿਟਸ ਰਿਸ਼ੀਸ ਮੁਨੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਸੇਜਸ ਐਂਡ ਸੀਅਰਸ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਵਰ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਦੇ ਥੈਮਸੈਲਵਸ ਨੈਵਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਈਵਨ ਦੇ ਟੋਲਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਦੇਅਰ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਟੂ ਅਬਸਟੇਨ ਫਰਮ ਦਿਸ criticism
mara savan singh kehnde hunde si nindya karn wala apne chhota hon da saman banaunda hai
master savan singh ji used to say that the critic always finds the means to become mean
mara savan singh eh vi kehnde hunde si ke har indri de vichon lajjat aundi hai lekin nindya ek aisi hai na eh mithi hai na phikki hai na ede vich koi swad hai lekin eh lokan nu itni chimbad chuki hai ਕਿ ਹਰ ਆਦਮੀ ਬਗੈਰ ਸੋਚਿਆਂ ਸਮਝਿਆਂ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਈਵਨ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਬਾਏ ਇੰਡਲਜਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਅਦਰ ਬੈਡ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਬਾਏ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਟੇਸਟਲੈਸ ਨੀਦਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸਾਵਰ ਨੋਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸਵੀਟ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਮੇਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪਿਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਓ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਅਟੈਚ ਟੂ ਇਟ ਹਾਓ ਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਹਾਓ ਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਪਾਰਟ ਇਨ ਇਟ
ਹਰ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਕੋਲੇ ਦੋ ਥੈਲੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਅੱਗੇ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਅਗਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਔਗਣ ਉਹ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਔਗਣ ਉਹ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਔਗਣ ਹੈ, ਭੈੜੇ ਖੋਟ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਦੇਖਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉੱਧਰ ਤਵੱਜੋ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਗੇ। ਦੂਸਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਵੀ ਔਗਣ ਹੋਵੇ, ਫੱਟ ਅਸੀਂ ਗਿਣ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਔਗਣ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਔਗਣ ਹੈ।
Everyone is carrying two bags. One is in the front and one is in the back. We always keep our bad qualities and faults in the bag which is on our back. And we never count them, we never pay any attention to them. But we do not keep our front bag also clean, because when we criticize others, we take their faults, we take their bad habits and we put in our front bag. So in this way, whatever good deeds we have, whatever qualities, good or bad, we have, they are in the bag. So that is why we are plundered. And when we criticize others, we take their bad qualities. And in that way, we become worse and worse.
Kabir Sahib kende hai, dokh paraya dekh ke chalat hansta hansta, aapda kabu na dekhya jiska aadna ant.
Kabir Sahib said that looking at other people's fault, you are happy and you are enjoying, you are very pleased. But you never pay any attention to your own faults, which do not have any limits.
ਤੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਐ, ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਖੂੰਦੇ ਨਿੰਦਕ ਮਾਰੀਅਨ ਕਰ ਆਪੇ ਆਹਰ। ਕਿਆ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਵੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਦਵਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਖੁਦ ਆਹਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਸੰਤ ਸਹਾਈ ਨਾਨਕਾ ਵਰਤੇ ਸਭ ਜਹਰ, ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਖੁਦ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੇਟੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਭਗਤ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਹਰ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਸਾਈਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਗਿਵ ਟ੍ਰਬਲ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਸੇਂਟਸ, ਗੋਡ ਡਸ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ, ਡਸ ਪਨਿਸ਼ ਦੈਮ, ਹੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਹੈਂਡ ਓਵਰ ਸੱਚ ਸੋਲਸ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ, ਐਂਡ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਗਿਵਸ ਦੈਮ ਦੀ ਪਨਿਸ਼ਮੈਂਟ। ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ Beloveds of God are the dear sons of God, and that is why God always protects them, God always takes care of them as the mother takes care of the children. So that is why masters are always under the protection of God, and no matter if they are criticized or tortured to death, still they always remain happy in the will of God because they are in the protection of God.
Our closing bhajan is on page 95. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Hoya Sukh Ole. The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. To whom else can I tell my pain? At every step, Satguru has showered the radiant nectar. Guru Kripal, come to control my heart. If there is true love, the ship sails across. His face is attractive. He pulls the heart closer. He finishes the problems and disputes of the one who comes to him, becoming his own. May I go on looking at you and go on telling you the pains. I am not beautiful. I have no qualities. You are my beloved husband. I am wandering from door to door, getting kicked and knocked. Finally, I have come to you for support. I remember you and plead to you. God came into this world taking up the body of a man. Even after being present in all, he hid himself. Ajayab says this and tells of his pain. Come, listen, O beloved Kripal, to whom else can I tell my pain? The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come, listen, O beloved Kripal, to whom else can I tell my pain? Oya suke ole, kona duke pole, asuna kiri pala piardia, ordisunava kinume. Oya suke ole, kona duke pole, Asuna kiripala piyariya, orisunava kinume. Kadam kadamate amarit anuri sati guru ne barasaya. Dilamera basakarne katir guru kiripala ji aya. Kadam kadamate amarit anuri sati guru ne barasaya. Dilamera basakarne katir guru kiripala ji aya. Sacha pyare hove, bera pare hove, asuna kiripala piyariya, ori sunava kenume. Oyasuke ole, konaduke pole, asuna kiripala piyariya. Orisunava kenume. Manamoni he surate odi dilanu kichidanere. Jekoi usada banake ave katada chagare chere. Manamo nihe surate odi dilanu kichida nere. Jekoi usada banake ave katada chagare chere. Tenu takadirava dukadasadirava asuna kiripala piyariya orisunava kenume. Oyasuke ole konaduke pole asuna kiripala piyariya orisunava kenume. Name soni na gunapale tu mera kanta piyara. Take kanadi dari dari piradi takia anta sahara. Name soni na gunapale tu mera kanta piyara. Take kanadi dare dare piradi takia anta sahara. Tenu yadkara pari yadkara asuna kiripala piyariya orisunava kenume. Oyasuke ole konaduka pole asuna kiripala piyariya orisunava kenume. Rababande da darke chola duniya deviche aya. Katagata deviche vasada hoya apana apachupaya. Ajaiba bola riha, dukha bola riha, asuna kiripala piyariya, orisunava kenume. Oyasuke ole, kona dukha pole, asuna kiripala piyariya, orisunava kenume.
God came into this world taking up the body of a man. Even after being present in all, he hid himself. Ajab says this and tells of his pain. Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. To whom else can I tell my pain? The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. To whom else can I tell my pain? May God bless us all.